My name is Karen Trope, and you're listening to Dearest Alaska. This month's episode features local musher Stephanie Johnson. Make sure to stay tuned if you're ready to hit the trail.
My name is Stephanie Johnson. It was just a natural fit for me, and needing something to do besides work, it kind of fell into place. I never had dolls, I never had toys. I had a pet pig and a sheep and that type of thing. So yeah, definitely that's part of it. My main dog team right now, there's only one dog that I haven't raised or retrained. And to me, that's what it's all about, is to learn to trust each other. They have to know that I'm going to feed them and keep them warm. And they have to know that I'm going to make sure that they're safe. And I have to trust them to get me where I need to go. Who's going to go? Are you wanting to go, Izzy? It's just a mutual bond that is just pretty strong. And it's just an amazing thing when things click and when the dogs gel and you gel. And I did a 30-mile run last week, and it was just one of the most perfect runs I've ever had, because the weather was beautiful and all 12 dogs were just amazing and we all were having fun. And to me, that's what it's all about.
Okay, it's gonna get a little bit bumpy.
Okay.
Lupin's always fine once he starts running, but he gets anxious and he squabbles with whoever's next to him. She didn't do it, Lupin. Did you see it?
Yeah. It's especially, these pups. I've kind of, as I've watched their confidence grow, maybe Dan Seavey, who's the father of Mitch Seavey and the grandfather of Dallas Seavey, told me one time, never put a pup up in lead on the way out, always put it on the way back. So I've kind of done that little philosophy that he shared. So when I'm with these 6-yearlings that I have, there'll be 2 in May, but when we go out on a run, even if it's just a short run, on the way back I may put one of those pups up with a seasoned leader and see if they're comfortable. Some will turn around and look at you like, I don't want any part of this, and then others will be like, yay. Cynthia Barand is another friend of mine who has run the Yukon Quest and several of the mid-distance races and has had a pretty long mushing career. She actually lives in Nome, and I've had the fortune of having her with me this year. She's been running dogs with me all season, and I've never had that before. It's always been me. But she's been amazing to help me read the dogs a little bit more. I remember when we were out on a four-wheeler one day, she was riding on the four-wheeler with me, and she said, "Do you see Faith?" That's one of my pups. She's really pushing to she was in second, which is the swing position, right behind the leaders, and she kept kind of lunging to the front. She said, "I think she wants to be in lead." So on the way back, we put her in lead, and she actually did very well, but it was something that I had never thought about before. So Cynthia's helped me to look at that. I mean, she finished the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest, so she's very in tune with dogs and has taught me quite a bit. My goal is to always make sure my dogs are warm. My dogs, You know, last night I realized we had a west wind and all my doghouse openings were faced toward the west. So I went out and I turned every doghouse because I didn't want that minus 20 some wind chill going into the dogs because they're not comfortable. So the mushers that I know, they love their dogs and they feed their dogs well. I mean, my dogs only, I remember someone telling me one time, only have as many dogs as you can feed the best dog food to, or give them the best nutrition, because they're out there in the elements and their little motors are running and they need to be fueled, and we can't give them just anything. They need to be fed well. They eat a lot of fish. They love fish. And so I think that, you know, you also have to know your limits on where to push dogs. You know, Cynthia and I were running last night and one of the yearlings didn't look like she was having a really good time. And so we decided that maybe we're going to leave her home the next couple times and let her do a short run with the older dogs. Because you want to make sure when you're looking at the dogs that they're having as much fun as you are. And if they're not, you need to evaluate what you're doing with them and how, if you're pushing too hard or if you're not feeding them enough or the right kind of foods, you know, what's going on with them. And it's just, you just have to know that balance of taking care of them and being able to read their needs and always make sure in this weather right now that they have straw in their houses so that they can insulate and you just have to, you take care of them to the best of their ability. And, you know, when I come home in the evenings, those dogs eat before I do. You know, I make sure that everything's done in the dog lot before I take care of myself. You know?
Good boy. Good boy.
It's a learning experience. Every time I've been doing this for, I guess, playing around with dogs like this for about 10 years, but every year I get a little bit more confident myself. My dogs get more confident. We go a little bit further and take another challenge a little bit higher than that, you know. So every year I think I step it up a little bit more, but it's never a time that I don't go out that I don't learn something from the dogs, or oh, I should have thought of this, or why didn't I do this, or that type of thing. So it's just, you never know at all. I think, you know, some of these great mushers like Aaron Burmeister or Mitch Stevie or Jeff King would probably say the same thing, that you never know at all, you know.
Hero, can you smile? Can you smile? Show me how you smile. You're not even smiling. You're not even smiling today. How come?
Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible, especially Stephanie Johnson for sharing her afternoon with me. If you or someone you know would like to participate in the episode of Dearest Alaska, please email us at dearest.alaska@knon.org. Our theme music was composed by the Poddington Bear. Dearest Alaska, bringing you the sounds of Western AK.